Everyone, today we'll be reading from John chapter 6, verses 16 through 21. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing, and they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles. They saw Jesus walking on the sea, coming near the boat, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they were glad to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. All right, so in the passage before this one, that's what we covered on Friday, it was the account of Jesus feeding the 5,000. Right, so there's like 5,000 men, and there's likely way more people than that if you include women and children. So it easily could have been 10,000 people who Jesus feeds with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And this is like an amazing miracle that we see here. And we're told in verse 15 that after this like amazing miracle, Jesus withdrew because he saw that people are going to try to make him king by force. And so he withdraws and he like moves away from the crowds because he didn't come to be king of Israel, like the political military king of Israel. He came to be king of all creation, of all people. Now, after this happens, it comes to our passage, and it says that evening, it sounds like the evening right after the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus' disciples get into a boat without Jesus to leave and go back to Capernaum, their home base. And as they're on the waters, they face a storm, right? The waves and the wind are blowing, all that kind of stuff, and it's a frightening kind of situation for them. And as this happens, Jesus comes walking on the water. Now, this miracle, among all the miracles of Jesus, to me feels a little strange. Because in a sense, it feels like Jesus is just showing off here. For most of the miracles of Jesus we see, he's bringing healing, or he's saying something prophetic, or doing something like the feeding of the 5,000. And when he does it, it's as a way to bless someone or to help them. There's like a real tangible kind of thing that he's doing. And again, he just fed 5,000 plus people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And while it's miraculous, there was a purpose. Right? The purpose was actually feeding 5,000 people. But here, walking on water, it's like Jesus was just showing off to his disciples. It doesn't feel like there's like a need for him to walk on the water, but he's doing it anyways. In a sense, it feels like he's just showing off to his disciples. Now, why does he do this here? Like, why does he walk on water? There's a couple things that I want to point to here. First is a contextual one. Note that only Jesus' disciples see this, and presumably just the 12 disciples. And then when we consider what just happened with the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus, I don't think, would have even dared to walk on water in public. It would have caused such a stir that the people would for sure have revolted against like Roman rule, and they would have tried to make him king. And so if we recognize that, Jesus only did this for his disciples, for the 12. And he did this to bless them, right? And about like helping them, right? Helping to strengthen their faith. That's why he does this. And then note what Jesus says to them. In verse 20, he says, It is I. In the Greek, that's ego eimi. And what many people point to when you look at those words, it is I, it sounds a lot like I am who I am. He's telling them essentially that he is God, that he is Yahweh. And he's not just telling them, he's showing them his power, his command over the waters and the storms, over all of like the natural world. He can even walk on water. But also he tells them, don't be afraid. Why were they frightened? Now, these disciples were frightened maybe because of the storms, but when you look at this passage, it feels like they're actually frightened by Jesus and seeing him flexing his power like this. And I think that makes sense, right? When you look at different accounts of people encountering God in the Bible, The initial reaction is fear. There's a woe is me, I'm going to die kind of thing. But what Jesus wanted to tell them is, don't be afraid. Don't be frightened. Why? Why does Jesus do this? Jesus wants to first, he tells them, it is I, because he wants to show them that he is God and that he has power. But then he says, do not be afraid, because he wants them to also know that he is good. That though Jesus is powerful, and in a sense we should be frightened by that power, he is saying, don't be afraid, because I am good. I am for you. My power, part of why I'm here is that my power is for you. It is for your good. It is for you to be blessed. It's for you to know the good life in me. And so I think for us, when we read a passage like this, I think the question, there's two questions we can ask ourselves. One is our understanding of Jesus, of who Jesus is our understanding too tame? Do we recognize that Jesus is powerful, that Jesus is God, that Jesus can command the winds and the waves, the circumstances, everything in our lives? Because we don't understand that, then it's kind of a problem, right? We have to understand that Jesus is powerful. If our understanding of Jesus is too weak, then we won't pray, then we won't turn to him with our lives. And at the same time, do we recognize that Jesus is powerful and he's also good? He's good to us. He is our good shepherd. I think too often we have the wrong understanding of who Jesus is, or we don't understand enough the goodness of Jesus. And when it's like that, that means we feel like we have to earn something, or we feel like we can't go to him in some ways. And so I think it's important for us to recognize both, which is what I think Jesus wanted to do here with his disciples. He wanted them to see that he has power, but he also wanted to see that he is good, that he is with them. As we pray, as we close in prayer, let's recognize the goodness of Jesus and the power of Jesus. Let's pray that we recognize both with our lives. Let me close this. Jesus, we thank you that you have been so good to us, and we thank you that you are all powerful. And we recognize both in our lives, and we just pray that all the more will produce greater faith in our lives and our hearts, that we will trust you with all of our lives, God. And as we recognize your power and your goodness, I pray that we will pray. It will depend upon you and trust in you. That we will know that you have all the answers, that you are the one that can make things move. You can do miracles in our lives. And I pray that we'll trust you in that. Bless us, God. Grow our faith. Help us to know your goodness and your greatness. In your name we pray.